Big issues. Rollback of banking regulations. Support. Senator Mike Crapo, Republican, Idaho. Crapo is chairman of the Senate Banking Committee. As chairman of the Banking Committee, I introduced the Economic Growth, Regulatory Relief, and Consumer Protection Act, S-2155, a bipartisan bill that right-sizes regulations for Main Street institutions and increases protections for consumers. In May, President Trump signed it into law. At its core, S-2155 makes it easier to get mortgages and obtain credit. It also increases protections for consumers who fall on hard financial times or are victims of fraud, including veterans. The law prevents credit bureaus from placing negative information on veterans' credit scores for 1 year due to mix-ups in choice program payments, so they will no longer see their credit scores damaged due to failures beyond their control. It permanently extends the Protecting Tenants at Foreclosure Act so that service members returning from military service will be protected from foreclosures. It also protects veterans from predatory lending by requiring lenders to demonstrate a material benefit to consumers when refinancing a mortgage insured by VA. In response to the 2017 Equifax data breach, the law provides free credit freezes to all consumers. Given their frequent changes of station and deployments, active duty military personnel are particularly vulnerable to identity theft. So the bill expands protections by requiring the consumer reporting agencies to provide free, ongoing credit monitoring for personnel who request it. This law's passage proves that despite intense political polarization in Congress, we can work together to deliver results for the nation. It will allow financial institutions to better serve those who serve, giving smaller financial institutions and their military customers more breathing room. Oppose. Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, Democrat, Illinois. Krishnamoorthy is a member of the House Committee on Education and the Workforce. Only 10 years ago, due largely to a lack of transparency and accountability in our financial system, millions of everyday Americans saw their savings disappear. Tens of thousands of working families, senior citizens, and veterans paid the price for the irresponsible actions of others. In the aftermath of the Great Recession, Congress passed a number of laws prohibiting risky behavior by financial institutions, the exact same type of behavior that played a role in the financial meltdown. These laws created greater transparency, as well as checks and balances on financial institutions that have a significant effect on the health of our economy. Unfortunately, in May, Congress passed S-2155, legislation that repeals many of these safeguards. I voted against that bill because it significantly reduces regulatory oversight of large banks. It excludes all banks with less than $10 billion in assets from the Volcker Rule, which was aimed at preventing proprietary trading. Its housing and mortgage provisions are harmful to home buyers, especially those purchasing manufactured homes and customers of smaller or rural banks. And it includes provisions that could accelerate appraisal fraud, reduce escrow protections, and allow expensive bait-and-switch schemes at mortgage closings. In addition, the bill creates harmful exceptions to the Home Mortgage Disclosure Act, which prevents discrimination in lending. It's only been 10 years since we learned a painful lesson about the need to implement and sustain safeguards to protect U.S. investors and consumers, to avert another financial crisis, and to continue strengthening the U.S. economy, we need sensible oversight in our financial system. Contact your elected officials. The Honorable Name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510. Phone, 202-224-3121. The Honorable Name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515. Phone, 202-225-3121.